们后半部有一个讨论。
The latter part that we have a discussions.
我们在 C2 里面啊，对。
It's on the folder C2.
有六个问题让我们来讨论。
There are 6 questions for us to discuss.
那还没有进入这一部分之前，我们要从《使徒行传》啊，使徒教会的发展啊来看啊，一个适合宣道跟很友善于宣道的一个教会。
So before we study about this, that in the book of Acts, that we can see the church is in apostle day, the growth of evangelism. Evangelism friendly, they're ready for the church and discussion.
啊，什么样的教会啊，是适合宣道，而且是对宣道来讲是 friendly 啊。
So what type of church is suitable for, friendly for the evangelism?
好，我们先看使徒行传第二章。
Let's please turn to Acts chapter 2.
啊，使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
47节。
Verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
这就是一个适合宣道的教会。
This is the church that's suitable for the evangelism.
而神将得救的人天天加给他们。
So this way that God had added to the church daily such that it should be saved.
那到底这个教会有什么特色？
So, what kind of a specialty that this church has?
如果我们从43节一直读到47节。
So from verse 43 to verse 47, if we read,
这个家这个教会就像一个家庭。
So this church is symbolized a family.
那充满着爱。
It's full of love.
这是我们要建立一个非常适合宣道。应该要努力的一个目标。
So this is the effort, the goal that we should pursue to establish this evangelism.
就是教会好像家庭很温暖充满着爱。
This is the family is full of love and warmth.
那这个家庭的第一个特色就是接纳。
So the first the specialty. Of the families, that is to accept others.
Acceptance,
Acceptance.
就是你看有的父母他生下来还有孩子，有的有缺陷，有的智能不足，有的很优越，但是对父母来讲都是爱他们，把他们接纳。
That we see some of the children that was born handicapped, or there's some kind of both handicaps, but the parents still accept them.
那3000个人里面各种人都有。
So within the 3,000, there are different type of people.
各种不同个性、不同的教育、不同背景都有，但是都要把它接纳，才会成为一个家庭。
So there's various personalities and cultures and background, but we must accept all these background.
那这个接纳的那个原动力在哪里？
So what is the motive of this motivation of this acceptance?
加拉太书。
And that's in book of Galatians,
第三章
chapter 3,
28节
verse 28,
26节
verse 26,
三章26节
chapter 3, verse 26.
所以你们因为信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。然后28节
Verse 28,
不分犹太人希腊人自主的为奴的或男或女因为在耶稣基督都成了一这个28节不分这个是很重要
So in verse 28 says neither this is very important
因为不分才能够成为一
So if there is neither so this can become one
如果分了就没有办法变成一
If we separate this understanding, so there is no oneness.
那不分就是要接纳。
So if there is no separation, this means we must accept.
所以第一个是犹太人跟希腊人，就种族。
So first is the culture of Jews and the Greek.
那种族带来的就是言语不同，文化不同。
So that if this cultures of Jews and Greek, this means their background is also different.
种族的不同就是指着文化言语的不同。
So the different of the culture, this means their
种族不同是代表文化跟言语的不同。
The race are different, and their culture and also the culture background is different.
言语不同。
The language are different.
要把它接纳出来，接纳出来。
So we must accept this way.
那接下去就是社会地位。
Then the next is the status of the society.
自主的，为奴的。
Some of them are the slaves and also the masters.
以现在来讲，就社会的头衔了 ，title
So as today,
有的当老板，有的当雇员。
So this is the title in the society. Some of them are the owner, the boss, and some of them are the employee.
那要接纳就是我们在教会里面呢，如果在社会上比较有成就的应该要往下降。
So we must accept, and if a person in the society there is some kind of establishment, accomplishment, but we must lower ourselves.
经济比较好，要往下降。
If someone that financially is very stable, that we must also lower ourselves.
降到什么程度？跟主耶稣一样。
To lower in what level? Just like the Lord Jesus.
就是在心理上觉得我是仆人。
In our heart, we must think that we are the servant.
所以我们信徒本身先要有一个。清楚，我来教会不是要人肯定。
So as a church member, we must understand when we come to church, we are not getting the approval from others.
我来教会是要学基督往下降。
So when we come to church, that our purpose is to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ to lower ourselves.
因为我们的心态无形中都会显露出来。
So eventually our heart will show to others.
有时候我们不讲，但是这个眼神、讲话的口气的这个肢体动作都会表现出来。
Sometimes we don't need to say anything, but our heart and also our action will show our heart.
所以有时候我们发现了一个教会里面没有很突出的人，这个教会反而很容易成长。
So if we notice that our church, they're not a person is very special, but In this way, this church will start to grow.
没有什么很 outstanding 就是大家都很普通，这个教会反而很容易成长。
If there's nobody that's outstanding, this church will be easily to grow.
那这个教会里面有很多很突出的人，反而不容易成长。
So if the church there's someone's outstanding, it will not be easy to grow.
因为不知不觉我们在教会里面忘记了往下降，那来的人就觉得我没有办法融入这个团体，我也好像没有被接受。
So unexpectedly, sometimes we don't want to lower ourselves, and so if people come to church, will not want to easily accept us.
比方说，如果我们经济好，我们谈的是去哪里玩，买什么高档价钱的什么享受。
So if our financial staples, that we would think that where can we go to places have fun, so what the things we can buy.
不是 things 高档的、高价的。
The high name brand stuff.
高价的东西
It's a high price.
那对一个很普通的人的慕道者来讲，他虽然他没有讲，他听到我们周围的人在讲这些的时候，他就觉得这个团体不是属我。
As a friends or truth seeker come, they have heard what we talk about, and they will know what we think about.
即使有时候我们当父母的你经济很好，我们也不敢生活太奢侈。为什么？因为下一代如果在这个环境长大，你下一代反而害了下一代。
So even though some of the families that they're very financial stable, they will not want to waste any money this way to teach their students their next generations.
所以我们要接纳。
So because this, we must accept.
接纳一个方法就是我们要心里要往下降。
So one of the ways that we can accept, this means that we must lower our heart, lower ourselves.
那心里往下降就是跟他们一样。
So if we lower ourselves, this means that we are equal to others.
那跟他们一样，我们才有办法跟他们打成一片。
So if we equal to others, we can be together with others.
那有的人当老板当过来，他不知不觉哦，他看到有的人哦，这个是社会上没有什么地位，虽然他没有讲，但是别人可以感觉得到。你跟我握一下手就走了，但跟其他的人哦，相同的社会阶级的话，有谈有笑，这个很容易感觉得到。
Some people are the owners or the boss in their life, and so they, when they come to church, they just shake hands, and they only talk to the people with the same level as them.
那这个不同的文化要接纳，就是当我们同一个桌在一起吃饭的时候，哦，我们不能够只用相谈在讲话。
So we must accept different cultures. So when we are having a meal, that we cannot just... So if we are sitting having a meal, that we cannot just use our own country's language to talk among one another.
那如果有一个人他只讲英文，我们就应该用那个语文来交谈。
So if one of the people in the meal eating speak English, and we must all speak English.
所以他才不会觉得被排斥
冷落。So this way that person will not feel it's been neglected.
那所以我们要让教会成为一个家庭。
So we must encourage our church to become a family.
第一个条件要做到不分。
So the first way is to not separate ourselves.
所以有时候我们要很在意哈，就是吃饭的时候，有一次我到一个教会，坐下来吃饭，一个人跟我讲：“你做错了。”
So we must pay attention. One time I went to a church, and then I went to sit down with a group, and this church member tell me that I'm sitting in the wrong crowd.
所以有的教会久了之后，这里固定年轻人，那个固定老年人，那个固定喜欢打高尔夫球，都是固定的。
So sometimes different church look, they have when they have a meal, they have a different group that sit together. Some of them are the youth, or some of them are golf a group. So they already set at each group.
那么他们谈得很投机，不一定出于爱心呐，很孤单来教会找到同伴可以聊天。
So they have a good conversation within their own group, because when they come to church, they want to find their friends and talk about all these things.
所以我们要像一个家庭，就是要常常去找比较少来教会的慕道朋友，或者比较软弱的，要主动去亲近他们。
So we must be like a family in church. We must find these true seekers or the people, the church member are weak in faith. We must go then and talk to them and be with them.
我们常常想那个吃饭的时候，有时候会表现很多。
Sometimes we say that when we are eating a meal, there's a different things will happen.
那有时候我们看到吃饭时间宣道人人都不在，全部去排队，那慕道者在后面。
And when we during the meal, that we will see that all the evangelical
宣道组。
The evangelical teens went onto the line to get the meal, and the true seeker is in the back of the line.
所以如果我们要像一个家庭，要让来的人我们是宣道主，现在有几个慕道者来，要看有没有人一个人带一个，然后跟他一起吃饭，或者说安排有人在照顾他，那最后我们才排队，不是吃饭这么重要，就跑到前面就打个招呼，慕道者随便去了。放牛吃草。
So as evangelical team member, when we see the true seeker come to church, we must arrange ourselves in each individual true seeker to attend with them, and make sure we done this way, and after that we can have our own meal.
所以第一个这个宣道非常友善于宣道的教会，要想办法让它成为一个家庭。
So the first is the evangelical family.A friendly environment, families, and so and we must allow others to understand that we are as one family.
那 第二个哈，我成为一个家庭，还有一个，我们看腓立比书第一章。
The second one to form as a family, that's please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
啊，腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，我就感谢神。第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。而这里啊，保罗在提到他想念腓立比的教会。
Here the Apostle Paul mentioned that he remembers all the Philippians members.
充满着感谢跟喜乐。
The full of thanksgiving and also joyfulness.
那因为有耶稣基督的心肠。
Because they had the heart of the Lord Jesus.
所以有一次我跟一个信徒，他很少来教会谈啊，来有一阵子很少来教会，我跟他聊天。
One time there's a church member. I have not been coming to church for a while, and I have a chance to communicate with this church member.
他说我想回去教会聚会，但是哦。我回去的时候，那个有的信徒就问我说：“哎，你为什么在这里呀？”
So the church member tell me that I want to come back to church, and when I come back to church, and some other church member ask me, why are you here?”
哦，他一听了以后 ，Why am I here？ 对呀，我为什么在这里
？And after this, the church member is haven't come to church for a while, andThought about this person say this way, and then this church member think, yes, why am I here back to church?
所以要怎么做让慕道朋友觉得他受到欢迎？
So what can we do to welcome the true seekers?
有时候我们到非洲去，最难一件事情是什么？
Sometimes when we go to Africa, there's one of the most difficult things that we face, and what is that?
不是那里的生活环境。
It's not the environment, the way they live, the way they live there.
最难的是从心里面爱他们。
So one of the most difficult things that we face is that from our heart that we truly love them.
这个很难。
So this is very difficult.
那我们如果没有爱哦，就会在言语上、动作上、无形中就会表现出来。
So if we don't have love in us, and so we will show in our speech and actions.
他很在意哦，我们这个带领带哦，他先问你这个领带在美国有没有带。
So they very cared, and they'll ask that your tight. Did you wear this tight in the United States?
我说我这个就是美国领会带了。他觉得说你对待他们一样。
So then I say this is the tight that I wear in America, and so when they hear this, they will feel they care the same as in U.S. and also in Africa.
那有时候我们不知道他为什么这样问啊，说哦，这一条特别留在非洲用，他就觉得受到伤害。
So I don't know. Sometimes I don't know the reason they ask me. So if they understand if my tie only used in Africa when I preach, and they will feel hurt.
啊，这是表示用到快要丢掉了，但带到非洲去，反正弄脏了就丢掉了。
So they felt that this tide is already been used very many times and old, and then so this is why they use in Africa. Eventually, they will throw away this tide.
那衣服他也问了，你这个衣服在美国有没有在穿
？And also, they will ask about the clothes or suit. And do you wear the suit or clothes in U.S. in America?
那如果有，他就觉得你对待我们跟对待美国一样。
So if I say yes, and they will feel that you treat us just the same as the America member as in Africa members.
所以怎么让慕道的来到教会觉得很温暖、受欢迎？这个没有办法装的，这是要从心里面，神啊，你是给我爱心充满，那这个爱就会无形中就会表露出来。
So how can we treat the true seeker come to feel warmth and welcome? So we cannot hide this. If our heart has love, that we will show from our action, our speech.
所以有时候我会听到信徒来讲哦，这个教会的工人来访问，我知道那个是哦例行公事。
So sometimes I heard from the church members say there is a worker come visit us. But the church member would think that this is just routine work.
为什么又来坐喝喝茶、问问天、抱抱，这样聊一聊走了？
So what they do is they come visit and just talk with the church member and have some tea, and after that they will leave.
他们会感觉到这只是一个公事。
So they felt this is just like formality, routine work.
但是当我们被神的爱充满，
But if you feel with the love of God,
他们也会感觉到我们真的在关心他。
So they would truly feel that we care for them.
所以我们在做一个要做一个宣道的教会哦，大家真的是要被圣灵充满，神的爱充满我们，大家无形中就会感觉到这个教会很温暖。
So as a become an evangelical church, that we must fill with God's love and also God's spirit, and so this way others will see the warmth and love in us.
我们现在最多听到最多评论就是慕道者来到教会哦，觉得很冷淡。
So the one of the most things that we heard that is that when a true seeker come to our church, they felt that the church are very cold to them.
除了很少数的教会，很多的教会慕道者都有这样反应。
So the only few churches not don't feel this way, but a lot of true seekers react and feel this way.
那有时候是不是信徒没有心啊？
So sometimes it's not because the church member does not have heart.
因为哦，有的很多的信徒都是电脑工程师，天天面对荧幕。
So some of the church members, they're computer engineer, they face the computer every day.
那爱神就是在荧幕后面爱神。
So to love God means they are in front of the computer to love God.
做很多的 coordination, 很多的事情。
So they do a lot of coordinations and a lot of tasks.
那现在面对人的时候，不晓得怎么办。
So when these type of worker facing people, true seeker, they don't know what to do.
所以这个是求神要给我们，给我们能够渐渐学习怎么跟人来互动，不是没有爱，有时候真的是有爱，只是说。坐在电脑前太久了。
So we must ask God to give us this ability to be able to interact with the people. Sometimes it's because we sit in front of a computer too long, we don't know what to do.
所以有时候我们到一个教会，很多过去有做生意背景，你就觉得很温暖，不管他有没有心，就是很温暖。
So sometimes we go to a church, we see that this church, some of the church members, they have a business background that you felt that this church has a lot of warmth and love.
因为他很会招呼人。
Because they know how to interact, and also interact with others.
做生意的第一条就是不能够让客户 offended, 是不是？要让他觉得温暖。
So number one principle in the, as a businessman, that we must let the customer feel their welcome warmth.
所以怎么让我们宣道的教会，让他觉得很温暖，像一个家庭。
So how can we?
这是我们需要讨论的。
So how can we let the evangelical church that felt that the true seeker feel welcome and as a family?
那我们再回到《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
45节，46节。
Verse 46.
他们天天同心合意，曾借在店里及在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Verse 46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meal with the gladness and singleness of their heart. So during the apostle days church, they often eat meal together.
So sometimes the apostle eat a meal together.大家很轻松的这样聊聊天，这个也让他觉得很温暖。
So sometimes during the Sabbath lunch meal, that we talk to the true seeker and communicate with them, that they will also feel welcome and warm.
但是关键就是我们要被神的爱充满。
So the main focus point is that we must fill with God's love.
然后再加上外在的一些怎么训练让我们能够去跟慕道者能够谈的他们。能够得到造就。
So plus some of the skills and how can we talk and communicate with the true seekers, and so they can be edified.
有时候一个慕道者要把它看作非常宝贵。为什么？一个慕道者可能会一个很大的突破。
Sometimes we must treat a single true seeker as very important because sometimes we will break through in certain level.
有时候我们信主久的慕道者一直要带鼓励，要带慕道者带不到为什么？朋友全部断光了。
Sometimes we encourage church members to bring the true seeker and continue to encourage this way, but no one will bring any friends because all their friends they break the relationship with their friends.
为什么会断光了？
So why is it that will happen this way?
第一个就是当我们灵性越高的时候，你跟外邦人谈，你越发现了这个是没有灵性的。
So as we our spirituality grows, and when we talk to the non-believer, and there's nothing common to talk about.
所以自然你这个交通就越来越少。
So then this way the interaction with the friends and unbeliever will be less.
那第二个
the second,
就是，如果我们比较热心，每个礼拜天都有事情做。
So if you're very zealous at church and every Saturday, Sabbath, that we have work to do.
礼拜天，礼拜六一天在教会了，礼拜天如果你很热心，这个礼拜讲习会，下个礼拜活动，在下个礼拜差不多全部都满了。
So if we very zealous work at church and then on Saturdays, Sundays, and we have a lot of work to do during the weekend and weekdays.
不是礼拜天了，每个礼拜天差不多全部都满了。
On every Sunday that we are full with the work to do.
没有时间交朋友。
So then we don't have time to make friends with unbeliever.
那这样啊，一个慕道者可能会带来很多，因为他有很多的这个connection 跟带很多慕道者。
So because this, that a church member can bring a lot of a true seeker to church. So we must treat each true seeker as very precious. So eventually this true seeker can also join us as a big family. So this is number one, as that we must treat our church to become a big family.
Let's
turn to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒增加甚多，有许多祭司信从这个道。
Acts chapter 6 verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
这个第六章开始啊，就在提到有一些人被忽略。
And chapter 6 and starts, some of the members has been neglected.
就是说希腊化的妇人被忽略了。
Some of the Hebrews, the widows, has been neglected.
那从第二节开始
verse two begins.
咱们要怎么解决这个问题
？So how can they solve this problem?
就开始就分工合作。
So they separate the work for different tasks.
那这样以后，这个教会就兴旺。
And after they have done so, and the church start to prosper.
那如果我们把这个寡妇换两个字，叫做慕道者。
So if we treat widows as a truth.As a true seekers.
有时候就不是寡妇了，教会也没有寡妇。有时候就是慕道者被忽略了。
So of course, widows. Sometimes we don't have widow at church, so we would talk about neglect the true seekers.
特别是不同言语、不同文化的慕道者。
Especially the true seekers speak different language or different culture. They have different culture.
因为如果大部分人讲中文，那来了一个讲西文、讲英文的，常常能够跟他谈话的人就少了。
So if most people speak English and also Chinese, but if there is a Spanish speaker, true seeker language, so there's less thing to talk about.
So, 这个要怎么办？
So what can we do?
因此我们要建立一个适合传福音的教会就是要分工。
So in order for us to establish an evangelical church, we must separate the work.
如果有西语来的慕道者，谁要负责？讲得很清楚。
So if there is a true seeker speak Spanish and come to church, who should be responsible for this true seeker? We must clearly say.
只有两三个可以讲，就是你们的责任。
So in our church, there's two or three people speak Spanish, and this is your responsibility to talk to this true seeker.
那如果只有讲英文的
，But if there's only speaking English,
那如果他只是青年
，If this true seeker is a youth,
那青年当中谁负责？
This church member is youth, and so among this youth, who should be responsible?
我们上一集在讲组织，接下来就是要动员了。
The last session we talked about organization. The next is for the actions.
所以现在一个十个慕道者同时来安息日聚会。
So now if on Sabbath, there's a 10 true seeker come attend Sabbath service.
就需要有人被安排训练好来照顾他们。
So we must train for these people that when the true seeker come, how to attend them.
这样我们才有办法做宣道工作。
So if we have done this way, that we can do the evangelical work.
那一个慕道者带领从来慕道到受洗到你可以放心两年到四年。
So from start beginning to bring the true seeker to church and all the way till they baptize, we must to follow two to four years.
那这两年到四年等于养一个孩子。
So this 2 to 4 years symbolize meaning that we raising a children.
So 我们的教会是不是 ready 做宣道工作？
So is our church ready to do the evangelical work?
就是有没有办法找到在属灵上有装备，而且有 commitment， 我愿意把我的时间分献出来，来跟进一个慕道者两年到四年。
So can we find someone that is spiritually equipped and has commitment and to follow up this true seeker? And all the way baptized for 2 to 4 years.
要找帮忙很多。
If we find helper, there's a lot of people want to help.
但是要找挂名的，没有人要挂。
So if you want to find somebody that's really dedicated, but it's very few.
因为一负责，你就有责任。
So if you have a responsibility to do the work, and then you feel.
但是帮忙没有责任，我想来就来，我不来就不来。
But if a person just want to help, does not have a responsibility, this person can come or cannot come if it's up to them.
所以一个适合宣道的教会就是需要有人愿意负责，不是一个人，而且一群人接受过训练以后，他愿意负责，愿意去做。
So the church is suitable for doing the evangelical work is that is the people willing to have this responsibility in their heart and willing to and also willing to do the work.
那这真的要有自觉，我们要训练每个信徒一个礼拜我要奉献两个钟头、四个钟头、六个钟头来做这个工作，这样才有办法。
So we must have the church member have this self-realizations. One week and the individual can spend 2 hours, 4 hours, and 6 hours to dedicate this type of work.
有一个弟兄去盐湖城参观那个摩门教的总部。
There's a church member that went to Salt Lake City to visit the Mormon church.
那有一个人来，他们有一个信徒来做 tour guide.
So one of the Mormon church in the headquarters and came to.To a tour guide.
那就跟他聊起来，那个 tour guide 是一个律师。
And so the tour guide talked with our church member that this tour guide is a attorney, a lawyer.
他说他每个礼拜他要奉献两天在教会当 tour guide 来介绍。
So this lawyer said that every week that he would spend two days to do this tour guide work at the Mormon church.
这个就是侍奉。
So this is called a servitude.
所以我们如果要做宣道工作，要参与，就是我们要有一个准备我一个礼拜要花四个钟头、几个钟头给慕道者。
So if you want to participate in the evangelical work, we must have this mindset that a week, how many hours we will dedicate to this type of work.
那我们才有办法把跟进工作做好，这个教会才能够真的来接纳慕道者。
So in this way, we can successfully accomplish the follow-up work, and then we can be able to accept the true seeker.
如果没有一群人有这个 dedication, 就会发生埋怨的事情。这里讲的，
我
来到教会没有人理呀。
So if we don't have a group of people has this type of dedicated heart, so the people or true seeker come to church, they will start to complain.
这第二个
So this is number two.
我们再看第三个。
And let's look at number three.
回到第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十五节。
Verse 15.
甚至有人将病人抬到街上或放在床上褥子，指望彼得过来时候，或者影儿照在什么人身上。
Acts 5 verse 15 in Samek that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the last a shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them.
14.
So, and the believer were more added to the Lord, and multitude both of the men and women. So we can see here that during the apostolic church, every people come to the church, they will experience the grace of God. So when we bring the true seeker, the sole purpose at the end, what is that?
就是体会神.
That is to experience God.
所以教会里面哦, 我们要用像让他觉得像很温暖的像家庭, 这个只是入门.
So in church, we must let the true seeker feel the love and welcome and warmth. This is the beginning when they come to the church. So at the end, this true seeker will be attracted by the church, and that is actually God Himself. So how can we allow the true seeker in church to experience God? Here it says miracles has performed and the experience.
也就是说，慕道者来到最后，我们了解他的问题之后，要带领他懂得来信靠神，体验神。
So when we lead the true seeker, understand their problems, and at the end, we must let them understand to believe in the Lord.
那在我们真耶稣教会啊，体验神最简单就是鼓励他祷告求圣灵。
So now, through the church, one of the simplest way to experience God is to lead in how to pray.
好，我们再看十七章哈，那我们等一下就可以讨论。Acts
chapter 7.
十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
好，十一节。Verse 11. 这个地方的人，先于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考，要晓得这道是与不是，所以他们中间多有相信的。Acts
chapter 17, verse 11. These were the more noble than men those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so.
到最后, 慕道者来教会要怎么,
so when we lead a true seeker at the end, what shall we do? We must allow them to listen to the word.
如果道理明白,
So if they understand the word, the scripture, and they will believe.
所以什么样的教会适得宣道呢? 就是让慕道者来有道理可以听。
So what type of church that's suitable for do the evangelical work is when the true seeker come, they can listen and understand about the word.
那现在怎么办? 除了慕道班以后怎么办?
So now that we face questions, and besides the true seeker class, what shall we do?
像我们二班教会在做这个 MP3 哦，这个其实是很有帮助。
So like our urban church evangelical team, they have this MP3s ready for all these equipped for this type of work.
让他有机会接触不同的道理。
So allow these true seeker can be able to hear the word.
那听了，他听懂，他就会信。
So after they heard the word and understood, and they will start to believe.
好，我们还有35分钟的时间。
We still have 35 minutes.
我们这里有5-6个问题可以讨论。
There's 5 to 6 questions we can discuss.
我们是像昨天一样分组讨论，好吗？
So we will do like yesterday. We divide different groups to discuss.
昨天那个 list 各位 大家都知道 yeah, 今天有新来的
so we all know,
但是不是慕道者 哦, 新来的
So today we have a new church member arrive It's not true seeker
新来有几个
So how many new church member arrive?
Boaz 对, 还有没有
Boaz
好 都已经分组好, 好,
Boss
应该也在名字里面, 好, 那我们就照那个分组, 照那个地点, 来讨论到12点。
So we will go to our individual group and to discuss till 12 p.m.
对, 自由讨论, 这个六个, 你们看, 觉得哪一个, 自由讨论, 那讨论两个也可以, 六个也可以。
So we can pick any question in our group to discuss. Two questions or six questions, any questions.
好，那我就照这个哈。
So we will do
a 到12点35分钟。
到12 p.m. 30 minutes.